Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
There they are, killing Heidi. It was so good to announce that they are coming to town for the supercars in 100 days' time. And how does she look this amazing first thing in the morning? Ella Hooper is with us.
Photo evidence high. All the filters.
Welcome to Townsville. How many times have you been to our beautiful city so far?
Quite a bit recently, actually. Yeah. I think twice in the last year, or perhaps it was last year, not this year. But look, I love it here. I love the heat. I love the humidity. I'm that weird person from Melbourne that's like, send me to Townsville, please. No, we've always had a great time here with the band back in the day. Before we took our big hiatus, we did quite a few gigs here and made a lot of friends here. So it's good to be back.
And you guys always love our winters, because that's when you're going to be playing
pretty
here.
Much.
It's like sunny and 25.
It's perfect. I can wear much better things on stage when the weather's a little bit like that, a little bit temperate, yes.
But you guys did have a huge hiatus, as you said. It was like 10 years of no killing Heidi, and we were devastated you were gone. So when you were back, we were like,
Gabby didn't sleep for 10
years.
10 years.
Absolutely nothing. Yes. But so what can we expect from you guys for this performance? Because it's been 3 years now that you've been back together.
Yeah.
But what are we going to get?
We don't throw any curveballs. We play just all the hits, all the songs from Reflector and the next two albums. Then we do chuck in like one or two tracks of my new solo stuff, just to sort of show you where we've been since then, and one song from The Verses, which is the band we had after Killing Heidi. So it's a bit of a little retrospective, but you get all the stuff you're expecting. A few new musicians. We did add a keyboardist, which was very important, seeing as Killing Heidi's music is covered in keyboards, always has been. That's making the live show really, really good. We all sing. It's all singing, all dancing. It's just a whole lot of fun.
Speaking of your solo stuff, I'm just going to play a little bit of your solo stuff here right now. This is the song that you did for the Eurovision Australia Decides.
We just started playing.
You're actually looking at one of the biggest Eurovision fans, I think, in all of North Queensland right now. I'm that guy.
Yep.
I liked Eurovision before it was mainstream.
Totally.
Did you, like, because, you know, the weirder the better when it comes to Eurovision. Did part of you just go, man, I need to do sequins, I need to do makeup,
yes.
I need backup dancers.
Yes.
Like, we got to go overboard here.
I know, I don't think I quite went overboard enough. In fact,
it's still pretty out there.
Look, if I had my time again, you're right.
Really?
I should have spoken to you. I should have come and had, like, I would
I'm
have
available.
I think I needed more sequins, one or two more backup dancers. And honestly, I planned on doing this big power slide for the performance, which is when you get down on your knees and you slide across the stage. I did it in rehearsal. I was doing it for months leading up to the show. Got to the show, there was all these little sort of cutting gaps on the stage.
Oh.
Went down on my knees once, went, oh, I'm going to totally rip and ruin my cat suit. So that was... That was out.
Yeah.
I should have made up another power move for the final performance. Anyway.
Where's your commitment, Ella?
Because we had to do the performance, like, I hate to say, like, eight times. It's not what you see on TV.
Right.
I couldn't do it. Otherwise, I would have had shredded knees and nothing to wear.
Just blood dripping down your legs.
They literally wouldn't let me. So, you know, if I had my time again, I would have just done something else. But,
Speaking of fashion, your nails are amazing, by the way.
Oh,
they're all glitzy. They're very Eurovision. I love it.
Yes.
But are the dreads going to make a comeback? That's what I want to know.
No. Look, it was an era before cultural appropriation was a thing.
Gosh.
But look, you know, I'm an inner city hipster in Melbourne right now. I don't think I'll be getting the dreads again. I'll probably have some answering to do to my POC friends. It was an innocent time, the 90s.
Yeah, I begged my mum for hair like yours.
Oh, thank you.
But she told me I'd have to shave my head if I ever wanted to get rid of the dreads.
Well, that's not true.
No, I know that now.
I do not look good with a shaved head, so I painfully brushed those babies out over like many hours with a bottle of conditioner.
Wow.
It wasn't
commitment.
Fun. Maybe that's the real reason why I'm not getting them again.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe it. This year it's been 20 years since has that just gone like a blink of an eye or?
Oh, look, depends what day you talk to me on. I think sometimes it feels like, a really long time ago, it feels like my childhood. Other times it does feel like yesterday. When we're playing it, it feels like no time has passed at all, because the song still feels very fresh and very relevant to me, which is bizarre, because when we sort of broke up the band, you know, and had 10 years off, I was like, well, that's that. I'll never sing that song again. It's gone. It's done. It's dusted. But it's weirdly... The feeling is perennial. It's about friendship. It's about long-lasting friendships. And it's so strange because in the song I'm singing about projecting into my future, I'm basically singing It's 15-year-old me singing to
about now
36-year-old me. Wow. And here I am as 36-year-old me going, yes, you are still friends. Yes, you did make it. Yes, everything's pretty good. And, you know, you've had some hard times along the way, but everything works out okay. So it's a weird time warp of a song.
That's yeah, cool. Look, yeah. We just love it so much. And we were so thrilled that you guys are going to be playing the Supercars in 100 days' time.
Can't wait.
Get your tickets now through Ticketek, the Wattpack Townsville 400, July 5 to 7. Ella Hooper from Killing Heidi, you're a legend. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Can't wait to rock out with the band.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.